Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. Bill Michaels Show here on the air. We are broadcasting live down here at the Atlanta World Congress Center, the Georgia World Congress Center, here on Radio Row. And we wrap things up today, but it's been a tremendous week, and we get things started off early today. We've got, obviously, a lot of good stuff going on. Natrell Jamerson, the former Badger, now with the Green Bay Packers, joining us here on the table on Radio Row. How you been?
Been pretty good.
You doing good?
Yes, sir.
So have you ever, first of all, have you ever done anything like this before?
No, it's my first time at the Super Bowl.
Is it a little overwhelming?
Not really. It's a lot going on, but it's not overwhelming. It's like a good time, everybody having fun.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you guys have had some change in Green Bay. You haven't had a chance to talk to coaches or anything yet, huh?
No, I ain't talked to them yet, no.
Okay. Now, you got to be back April, you said?
Yeah, beginning April.
Okay. Yep. And so what do you got going on in the offseason?
Well, I just came back from Florida, down there for a couple weeks. Visited my hometown, down in Miami for a little bit. Drove up here. Stay up here, probably leave today. I ain't going to stay up here too long.
Yeah.
But then head back to Houston, my apartment in Houston.
Right.
Stay there for all season, work out down there before I head back to Wisconsin.
Is there anything in particular they told you needed to kind of work on, or is it just physical fitness, or what is it?
Mm-hmm. For the most part, it was stuff I already knew. You know, it was nothing really technical or that I was necessarily doing wrong. It was more so like trusting myself.
Right.
So it was more mental than physical. Because, physically I was always there, you know, always healthy, can do all that, you know what I'm saying, remember playbook and all that type of stuff. But it was just for them to see more, I guess, more confidence and consistency.
Yeah.
That's what we need to work on.
Talking with former Badger and now Green Bay Packer Natrell Jamerson here at the table at the Schneider Orange Super Studios. So, first of all, let's talk about you being a Badger. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, good season a couple years ago for you guys, really good. Expectations this year were really, really high, a little bit disappointing too.
Yeah, I mean, I was sad. I was hurt about it. Just like everybody else, I thought it was going to be great this year, coming off of last year. You know, so I think they're going to just keep the ball rolling. But, you know, they had some hiccups in the road, a few injuries kind of held them back. But they'll be all right. I feel like this upcoming season they'll do good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you lost. I mean, last year they had lost, what, 7 starters defensively?
Yeah.
You kind of expected a little bit of a downturn there?
Yeah, just about our whole defense, like the main guys, they left.
Yeah.
So they were left with Dakota Dixon. He's the older guy. But for the most part, they're all young. And that was really their first time really playing in front of, you know, 80-some thousand people.
Right.
So, of course, you can expect some ups and downs. They already know how to, you know what I'm saying, tackle it how everybody else did. But they learn it. They'll be all right.
So, how is Jim Leonard as a defensive coordinator? Because he's got some schooling up to do for some of the young guys.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Leonard, he's a GOAT. You know, he knows it all. He helped me. Soon as he came to the door, you know, he was like a shift in the whole building. You know, even before he started being a coach, I remember sometimes he would come. He would just come peek in sometimes and just talk to some of us before he even got the job. So when he started coaching, you know, that was level up. So I feel like he was the main reason our defense so good.
Is he a good coordinator? Is he, as far as communication goes, or film study, or just all of the above?
Yeah, I mean, all of the above me, because it's not like he just knows the DBs. He knows the whole defense.
Yeah.
So he knows the D-line stunts, the linebacker movement, all that type of thing. So just him knowing all of that and being able to communicate it with the coaches and the players as well, that was big.
Talking with Natrell Jamerson, former Badger, now with the Green Bay Packers. So you get drafted, you go to Green Bay, I should say, and you're behind some guys, obviously, in that secondary, even though there's been a big influx in that secondary because there's been some youth, there's been some changeover.
Right.
That's an area that they want to continue to address and continue to get better. What did you learn?
I learned a lot. The main thing I learned is just to have fun. You know, it's a game been playing since I was a little kid. So don't let the business side of it deter you from, you know, actually playing and enjoying football. You know, like you just said, it's a whole bunch of young guys in the secondary. So once I got there, all of us being so young, you know, we played against each other and know each other from the draft process. So that was real good for me to come in late in the season where they're already accumulated and to where we kind of have a knowing of each other. So once I got there, they were able to help me, you know, understand the schedule and where I got to be at.
How difficult was it? Because you were a wide receiver at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Then you had to switch over to defensive back, and now you got to go play defensive back in the National Football League.
Yeah.
How tough has that transition been?
It's not tough.
It's
not tough.
Is it easier because, although as a wide receiver, you know where you're going.
Yeah.
But as a defensive back, you've played wide receiver, so you know some of the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, it's kind of like role switching. So
yeah,
having that receiver experience. And then, you know, I would take how I would try to work a DB when I was that receiver. So now that I'm at DB, I'm thinking about he gonna try to wear me off or whatever,
right?
You know, whatever I'm doing. So playing both positions, it helped me out a lot.
How much did Mike Pettine's defense? Did you have a familiarity with? Because obviously him and Jim Leonard have a few connections, but there's some similarity there.
Yeah. When I first got there, you know, going over the playbook and all that, I immediately thought of some plays that had Wisconsin, like, oh, this the same, just the name is different or a couple pieces might be different, but it's really the same concept.
Yeah.
So playing under Coach Leonard, then our defense out there in Green Bay, it was real smooth for me to get transitioned into playing on the field.
How is Coach Chris?
Coach Chris, that's my boy, man. Yeah, I love Coach Chris, man. Ever since he first got there to Wisconsin, you know, he welcomed us in, you know, especially my graduating class. You know, he used to have us, because a lot of us were from Florida or from the South period, so, you know, we're up there in Wisconsin for holidays. You can't really go back and be back in Wisconsin the next day. So he'll just invite us over to his house and we'll eat and watch TV, laugh around, joke around. He's the same way with us, so. He's not an uptight person at all. He's real. I love Coach Chris.
So now that the younger guys have had a chance to kind of absorb everything that Wisconsin had last year, how much better do you think they get being young guys going from year one to year two?
I think it's going to be a real big jump. You know, especially how they played in the Pinstripe Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like everybody was clicking on the same cylinder. So I feel like this season coming up is going to be real good.
Did we in the media maybe hype it up too much that they were going to be a top 10 team? Did you?
Nah,
let me ask you this. Did you think they were a top 10 team going
course,
into
yeah.
the okay.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, coming off the season we had last year when I was there, I think they just, you know, just going to keep the ball rolling because, like I said, we had young guys, but they saw how we operated. So, of course, we all thought that was just going to carry over. But, of course, it takes some learning experience. So that's what last season was. And I feel like this season coming up, they're going to be real good.
So. Now, going to the Green Bay Packers, you guys obviously have some things going on there, new coaching staff and such.
Yep.
Wasn't the season everybody had hoped for, and maybe we overhyped that team as well. How far away do you think, I mean, as far as work to be done, is this team to being able to just get back into the postseason?
We're not too far. I don't think we're far at all. No, once we get that chemistry where we really need it, I feel like that this offseason coming, they're really going to get it, especially, you know, he's got a new head coach and new guys probably going to come in and all that type of thing. So once everybody starts clicking this offseason, it's going to be real good.
You think it's going to be that be able to turn it around that quick?
Because
it goes back to what you were saying about trusting yourself. It's not the physical side of things. It's kind of trusting yourself.
Right.
Is it trusting yourself and then the guys around you?
Yeah, because like you said, our secondary, we're young. So that was a lot of their first time, you know what I'm saying, starting in the NFL game. So now that they have that, we have that under our belt, that's going to help us a lot. So once we're good, that's going to carry over to everybody else because they know that we're confident in what we're doing. So they're going to be confident in what we're doing too. So it's going to help them do their job. So once we get all that down, we're going to be all right.
Should be good to watch, and hopefully you guys turn it around really quick. I know we got a bunch of Packers today. Aaron Jones is going to be here. Jamal Williams is going to be here. We had former Packer Greg Jennings. He's running around over here. You're probably going to see a lot of faces, a lot of people today. Enjoy yourself on Radio Row.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There you go. Natrell Jamerson, former Badger, now with the Green Bay Packers, joining us here on Radio Row.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.